Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. It's Wednesday, August 29th, and we've got two guests today, some beautiful tomatoes and some news about stem cell research. It kind of goes hand in hand there. Let's start, first of all, Tim Reinbott. Good to have you here, Tim. Bradford Farms, you're having your tomato fest.
That's correct, on September 6th.
A week from tomorrow.
That's right.
And you brought in beautiful tomatoes.
Yes.
And I am so, so jealous of you. My tomatoes this year have just been a total flop. This has been the worst garden I've had.
You know, I was at the state fair a few weeks ago, and I had a tomato tasting there. Uh-huh. And that's why I either got, people said, the best garden I ever had or the worst garden. Yeah, no in-betweens.
But this was definitely the worst garden.
Oh, gosh.
The heat was burning the blooms, and I had it irrigated so well. But then the deer and the raccoons, and I can't fault them because there was a green oasis of a garden there, and they were coming in, and they were having smorgasbord.
Yes.
But, you know, I actually didn't get upset this year because the critters needed something to eat.
They did.
But let's show these. Hey, go to KBIA.org and click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends and look at these beautiful tomatoes.
That's a Brandywine.
Brandywine. This is like the size of a golf ball. I mean, a bowling ball. This is the size of a bowling ball.
This is an heirloom. Mm-hmm. If you have never tried an heirloom, Brandywine is the one to try. Uh-huh. It comes from the 1880s. And it tastes wonderful. You should have saw the people's eyes when they were eating it.
Oh, that's different
because it's got the rich tomatoey taste.
Oh, yeah. And this is so big. You make bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwich.
Yes.
It's one slice and it's got the BLT.
Compared to the more of a traditional tomato now that you can throw off the side of a wall, it bounces back.
Oh, okay. But there's nothing like a tomato that comes from the garden.
Oh, no.
And what is this one?
Persimmon.
Okay, that's because it's the color of a persimmon.
And it's got some blemishes on it, but those, again, are heirlooms, and that's what we get sometimes with our heirlooms. We don't get the perfection, but the taste is there.
Yeah, and then you have one that has some black in it.
Cherokee Purple.
Oh.
And those are actually my favorite.
The dark Cherokee Purple.
The black ones. And again, at the taste test, because once you cut them up, they're very dark inside. Mm-hmm. You can see that people's eyes light up. Wow. This is really good.
So how many, for you, the Tomato Fest is coming up next week. So how many, well, this isn't a tomato. This is a pepper.
We have peppers there, too. That's ivory. That's so pretty.
That's beautiful pepper. Yeah.
Or an orange pepper.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, they're beautiful.
We've got 150 different varieties of tomatoes. Now, will all of them have ripe fruit next Thursday? I don't know. Because of the heat, and some have done great, and some not.
Okay,
so good.
So what are you doing to keep those tomatoes looking so good?
You know, we have not sprayed anything on ours this year. All we've done is watered and put down compost.
And I have watered and composted, and mine are just totally burned up. And I did the soaker hoses.
Really?
They just totally burned up. And what didn't burn up? The deer and the raccoons
were
taken care of.
Oh my goodness!
But let's give the date and the time and the place. It's next Thursday.
September 6th at the MU Bradford Farm.
Okay.
Off Rangeline Road.
And it's what time?
From 4 to 7:30, we'll have the tasting of tomatoes and peppers. We have 14 restaurants bringing tomato dishes out, like salsas.
Oh,
and
is there any charge for this?
Oh, it's free.
All free.
Open to the public.
Okay.
You can't beat that.
No, you can't. And you can go on to eat your heart out.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, I don't know if I can come to that. It'll make me.
And we'll have milk for the habaneros if you want to taste those.
Okay. All right, Tim Reinbott. And that's at Bradford Farms next Thursday, September the 6th.
That's correct.
Thank you so much for coming by. Okay. Now, here, Margaret Tolleson, you're so excited about these tomatoes, aren't you?
How can you not be?
Yeah, you're going out there and pick some, aren't you?
Well, an heirloom, too.
I mean,
I'm curious, and probably after the show I'm going to ask you what you do with the heirloom seeds and, you know, things like that. Oh, but that's definitely beautiful.
All right. Now, you're here at Missouri Cures. What have you got for us today?
I've got three things. The first is a breakthrough that, just as far as research goes, the FDA has announced or given approval for researchers out in California to actually study stem cell treatments with autistic children.
Really?
And so it's huge. I mean, anyone, most people know that it takes a lot of hoops to jump through in order for the FDA to finally approve human clinical trials. And so finally, and as we know, one out of 88 people have autism. And so this is huge that, you know, it's just beginning the trial, but the beginning will lead to results. So I'm just real hopeful.
So would you say this is the biggest news that you have had in a while?
Well, I'm excited for it. I mean, you know, being on your show, we've discussed the breakthroughs as far as sickle cell anemia and different cancers and different, you know, you can go on down the line. And I've been, personally, I've been waiting to hear some good news about research being done on autism. Mm-hmm. Now, the another reason I wanted to discuss with you today, we're putting on a free event in a couple of weeks. On September 16th, we're having an expert on Alzheimer's come speak about stem cell, the updates regarding Alzheimer's.
And Alzheimer's is something that touches everybody. I think it's fair to say that people listening today or watching us on the internet know someone or have been touched in some way or another by Alzheimer's disease.
My grandmother had Alzheimer's, and she went out to Lenore, you know, when they first opened up their Alzheimer's unit, and I've certainly been personally interested in the breakthroughs. So Dr. Russ Swerdlow is coming in from Kansas City.
And that will be when?
Sunday, September 16th at 2 p.m.
Is this open to the public?
And it's at PS Gallery, you know, Chris Stevens and Jennifer Perlow, their art gallery, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, and it is free of charge.
It's free.
Now, if people want to go to your website, how much information is available on the website that you can do research?
A lot. And getting better every day. I have a lot of requests, especially when schools are in session, for people, you know, students wanting to do their term paper and things like that on stem cell research.
Okay. So the website address is?
MissouriCures.org.
www.MissouriCures.org. Our phone number for more information?
573-999-6847.
Okay. All right. Margaret Dolleton, thank you so much for coming by. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay, and now eat your heart out with those wonderful tomatoes that are
looking
over there.
Wait.
Oh, and the Tomato Fest is next Thursday
September 6th,
Bradford Farm. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Boondlick Folk Festival and the Capital Arts Jazz Festival is our topic. Want to remind you, our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Kyle Fellings from KBIA, filling in for Pat Akers, who's on vacation. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends, take a look at these tomatoes. All right, bye-bye.